The MGC firstly condemns this matter with the contempt that it deserves. And it, the MGC in this regard has conveyed its condolences to the family at the same time and expresses a very deep shock, especially noting that this happens at a very sanctified time when this particular person was, it was informed to us that this person led part of the Tarawih last night in the mosque and the first night of it all to only come gunned down for whatever reason it may be, which is actually irrelevant in the context of anything when it comes to taking the life of a person. When one looks internationally at those incidences in mosques, they can be fueled by, they could also be fueled by agents, provocateurs that are fueling discord and all those type of things. But coming back home, we've been raising, the MJC has met with the Deputy Minister of Police, talking about finding solutions, tabling solutions. And then you recently also see the President, the State President, then talking about the deployment of the South African National Defence Force when it comes to the situation of crime on the Cape Flats. But narrowing this down to the aspects of places of worship, we would think that it would be common knowledge and sentiment and what we call, you know, a community mores or a bonus mores to actually say that the places of worship should be exempt from any type of such activity, no matter what it may be. Now, the incident last night, we just want to qualify. We are not saying that it is linked to the masjid in per se, because our reports are indicating, which must still be verified, that the incident happened about 200 meters away from the masjid. But however, there is an intrinsic link. The man has come from the mosque, leading the Tarawih, and then this incident happens. So the MGC has been working with the City of Cape Town's disastrous management to enhance security and emergency preparedness in places of worship, where it has held workshops following safety incidences. And if you remember, in 2024, there was a shooting in the Brooklyn Mosque.
Yes, one
has also led to that. But these particular MJC City of Cape Town targeted workshops were focusing on equipping religious leaders with knowledge on how to handle issues like this, how to handle an active shooter, how to handle a fire in the masjid, proactive planning that looks at aims to move from a sort of reactive approach to proactive risk reduction, ensuring mosques are prepared for various emergencies. There's also been a bit of interfaith coordination that involves partnerships with various religious institutions to strengthen that community resilience. And there's been quite a focus on emphasizing a safe environment for worshippers, because in effect, MJ, it is mosques, synagogues, whatever it might be, churches, these are places of sanctity and places of tranquility and peace, and they are places of refuge. How does a place of refuge now become a place where we need to look after over our shoulders, a place that is covered with security cameras and security guards because nobody feels safe anymore? So perhaps we need to start looking at the deeper questions lying deep down in the fabric of society and ask ourselves the question, and that is that with all these disaster risks, programs in place and all of that, but if a person wants to perpetrate a crime around the masjid, they're going to do it. So do we then look at the fabric of society and saying, are we starting to cross the line as human beings?
Very good question indeed, but concerning times for us, absolutely. With Ramadan just underway, our Hufad and our learned scholars will obviously be, and our communities will be at the mosques till later than normal. So essentially does come with a lot of concern. Faisal Said, let's leave it right there. Jazakallah, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you.